The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house on this fifth Sunday, this first Sunday after Christmas, the fifth day of Christmas. We recall that because of the only begotten child of God, every believer is a redeemed child of God. We rejoice that Emmett Theodore Ray will be receiving that gift today in a brief service following Bible class. So it'll be separate from this service. In our prayers today, we remember the family of Horace Miller, who died. He is Devin's godfather, correct? We keep him in prayer, and we also include Christine's sister, Barbara Rattlemiller, who is hospitalized with pneumonia. No Christmas caroling this afternoon. We will have 12th Day of Christmas Music Festival next Sunday. That's 3:00. Invite your friends. It's a great way to introduce them to Christ our Savior congregation. Do pick up newsletters in your mailbox if you get a printed copy. Others should have received them earlier this week by email. If you didn't get an email copy and or a printed copy, you can pick one up in the narthex, but also let me know so we make sure that we get you one or the other in the future. Both Sunday school and our adult and youth Bible class today will be learning about Mephibosheth. Come and find out who in the world he is. He actually has a whole lot to do with our with God's care for the least, the littlest, and the lost of this world. Adult and youth Bible class will meet back in the social hall. Our real life class will be meeting down in room 1, and we'll be talking about the death and resurrection of our Lord today. Any other announcements or prayers that need to be included today? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. Apparently Bob Kittle is not on our prayer list, so he is now. We'll make sure. How's he doing?
He's doing better. He moved to rehab on Friday, and he's getting ornery, so he's doing pretty good.
We ask our Lord's blessing on worship this day and know that he will bless us. He comes to us in his word and his supper.
Thank you.
The Divine Service, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may kneel or sit for confession. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Kyrie, page 152. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God,
Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, O Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for this fifth day of Christmas is from Isaiah chapter 63. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel that he has granted them, according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely." And he became their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, saying, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Word of God that calls for our attention on this fifth day of Christmas. It's actually all of the readings for this day, but especially at the end, we'll focus on the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 63. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So even unbelievers are appalled when they see genocide. They may not listen to God's commands, but they agree Stalin and Hitler were evil. They agree Pharaoh was evil whenever he killed all of those newborn Jewish babies. You remember back when God spared miraculously Moses? But in some ways, some might say Herod was even worse. At least Pharaoh was killing foreigners who were babies. Herod kills his own people who are babies. But before we hear the story of Herod and get too settled in the saddle of our high horse, perhaps we should consider that we are permitting exactly the same to happen in our land. They call it health care and reproductive rights, but no one's health is protected. And it's reproductive wrongs, not rights. And besides, Herod's underlying sin is the same as our underlying sin, a refusal to listen to God's word. Isn't that why he rebelled? And do you not refuse to listen to God's word every time you do your own thing instead of what he has taught you to do in his commandments? Every time you despise or ignore a parent, the government, or anyone in authority, anytime you have envy or hatred in your heart. And is it not true that you've murdered in your heart? Are there not people that you just as soon be dead, perhaps people who make your life miserable, who are a nuisance, or maybe somebody that you've got nothing against, but you know that when that person dies, you get an inheritance. And so there's a little something in you that wouldn't be unhappy if they were gone. You see, our hearts are just as evil as Herod's. And here's the great miracle. Our God still wants you and me as his children and as his heirs. He wants to create in us a clean heart. This is why Matthew in today's gospel quotes from Hosea chapter 11, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now, if you look back to Hosea chapter 11, the son who's called out of Egypt is Israel. But in Matthew's gospel, the son who's called out of Egypt is Jesus. So which is it? Both. Out of Egypt, God called his son Israel when Israel was still in the womb. While Israel was still a nation inside of another nation. And what did God do? With 10 plagues, with a parting of a Red Sea, he loved Israel and made Israel his own. He went to even greater lengths to love you and make you his own. Out of Egypt, he called his son Jesus. After he had sent his son into this world, after he had sent his son down to Egypt because it was not yet time for him to die. Lord, make all of us dads as caring about our families and as protective as Joseph was. Joseph cared for his adopted son, and as a result, you and I get to be adopted sons of God. That's the point of the epistle. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, that would be Jesus, born of a woman, that would be Mary, born under the law, that would be the Old Testament law, to redeem those who were under the law, that would be us, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Why were we under the law? We're condemned by the law that we haven't kept. Just like any time you break the law of our nation, you can be arrested, you can be punished. So what does God do? He puts on human flesh. God the Son, who's above the law, puts himself under the law and agrees to keep the entire law all the time and then does it because it was the only way to redeem us who were under the law. Stay tuned to this sermon for more information about redemption later on. Meanwhile, God the Father sends the Spirit of his Son into your heart so that you can say, Abba, Daddy. Do you get what he's saying? You are privileged because you have been connected by faith to the only begotten Son. You are privileged to call God himself your dad. And you are no longer a son, no longer a slave, but a son, and therefore an heir. That's what he's going to make little Emmett later on this morning, his heir. That means that everything that belongs to his only begotten Son becomes Emmett's. In your baptism, everything that belongs to God's only begotten Son becomes yours because you become God's Son. Jesus has holiness, so you have holiness. Jesus has a home with his Father, so you have a home with your Father. Jesus has life even after death, so you have life even after death. Jesus is God's Son, so you are God's Son. Do not take for granted that sonship that you have been given. I shudder to begin to count the number of people who have been baptized at that font right there, who've turned their back on the Lord, who will no longer come to their Father's house, who won't gather with the family to receive our Father's instruction and love and forgiveness. They've become like Herod. Herod, he built the temple. The temple that was there at Jesus' time was built by Herod, and it did him no good because he lived in unbelief. Herod, the Prince of Life arrives, and you want to put him to death? Herod, this baby is no threat to you. This baby has come to redeem you, redeem Israel, redeem all of us. But unfortunately, then and now, there are so many who see Jesus as a threat to their way of life. They think that if they listen to Jesus, it's going to cramp their style. Life won't be any fun. But you tell me, wouldn't life be better if we all kept his commandments? If everyone obeyed parents, if nobody murdered or committed adultery or stole, if everybody was content with what God had given so there's no coveting, that's what you and I get to do because we are children of God. Let's live like it. That brings us to the Old Testament reading for today. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us. Isaiah is saying, I'm going to tell everybody what God's love has accomplished. Dear Christians, thank the Lord. Sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. When they ask you why in the world you spend so much time in church at Christmas, when they ask you why it is that you put the focus on Jesus instead of Santa Claus, well, tell them. It's because this is when God broke into this world to fix the mess that we have made of our lives and of his creation. It's worth celebrating. That is the great goodness to the house of Israel that he granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. What is it that led him to become a human? His goodness, his compassion, his steadfast love, his promises to Old Testament Israel. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. He says that about us. Children who will not deal falsely, but we haven't acted like his children. Let's act like his children now and come back to our Father instead of continuing to wander away. Because the promise is he became their Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. If that baby in the manger over there has a gift tag on him, it says, to you. And how do you respond to the one who gave you this gift? How about you say what my family usually says? Oh, it's just what I needed. And in this case, it really is just what we needed, Lord. Because without him, all I have is despair and death and hell and a meaningless existence. But with him, I have hope and life and heaven and purpose. With him, you have an identity. You are a beloved child of God himself. And the angel, oh, how much does he care about you? In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In other words, Jesus understands exactly what you're going through because he's been through what you're going through. He's been through every stage of life. Well, almost every stage of life that you are. He's been a little infant, the way my grandson Joel is, and a toddler, the way my grandson Benjamin. He's been a child, like Kinsley. He has been a teenager, like Jed, only probably not as tall. He's been the age of Eric, early 30s. What am I saying here? That he can relate to what you're going through so you can call upon him in the day of trouble and know that he can help. But I want you to notice that I also said he had been the age of Eric, but he wasn't the age of Hans, let alone the age of me. Because in all our afflictions, he was afflicted, and included in those afflictions is our sin that killed him on the cross. The angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his presence saved us. Now, what's the angel of his presence? It's the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, God, invisible form. So visible that Herod would have taken his life if God had not protected him through Joseph. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them. Told you there was more coming about redemption. If you were an Israelite of old and you fell into debt that you couldn't pay, you would sell yourself into slavery. That way you could pay your debt off. But now you're a slave. You can't get yourself free. But one of your relatives could come and pay whatever price was necessary to buy your freedom. That person was called your redeemer. Jesus is the one who has come into this world to be our relative. He's become a human like us. And pay the price that is necessary to buy us back. That would be the loss of his freedom, the loss of his life, and now we've been purchased. In his love and his pity, he has redeemed us. He has lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. That's what he did for Israel. He's lifted us up like his little children and carried us all the days of our lives. But they rebelled and grieved his spirit. So have we. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. The God who was their father ended up fighting against them because, why? He hated them? No, because he loved them. He was trying to call them back to himself, and they refused to come back. And finally, he wiped them out as a nation. He sent the Assyrians to wipe out Israel. He sent the Babylonians to wipe out Judah. We dare not forget this, because we have a God who will put an end to this, not just this nation, but this entire world. God's not going to forget his promises to you. But those promises don't do you any good if you turn your back on your heavenly Father. He certainly didn't forget his promises to Old Testament Israel. He remembered the days of old, Moses and his people. Those were the days when God's people did sin against him, but they repented. When you sin against your Lord, repent. Say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And he says, surely you are still my people, my children. Where is he who brought them out of the sea, that would be the Red Sea, with the shepherds of his flock, that would be Moses and Aaron? Where is he? Well, let's see. He was in Mary. He was in the manger. He was on the cross. He was in the tomb. But now he is risen. He has ascended into heaven. He is reigning. He is preparing a place for you, and he's getting ready to come back and take you to be where he is. And where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit? He's putting in our midst his Holy Spirit, in water, in words, in bread, in wine. This is where he breaks into the world right here today. And he keeps you, the reborn child of God, connected to the only begotten child of God so that you can remain part of his family. This is where he who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make a name, to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths. This is where that same God who was with Moses comes to be with you. This is where he breaks open heaven to give us his own son. I don't mean he just gave us his own son 2,000 years ago. I mean he comes to give us that same son today. He speaks that son to you, and he gives to you the body and blood of that son. And you get to worship and trust his everlasting name that is above every name, because there's day is coming when at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what we children of God get to do now. Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. He was the support for Israel. He is the support for you. Like livestock that go down in the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. The valley, that's where the waters are flowing. That's where the grass is green. That's where livestock can have rest. And your Lord gives to you rest here in your Father's house as you get a little bit of rest from the sins that you commit in the world as he gives to you his forgiveness. Rest from all of the troubles of that world as you gather together with your family, your fellow children of God, and get respite from those difficulties and rejuvenation so that you can go back out and live in that difficult world as a child of God, redeemed by him. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name, O Lord. And you still lead us, your people, to make for yourself a glorious name. Make that name known through us among all nations. For you have sent your dear Son to us, first in a manger, and now in words and bread and wine, so that we don't have to turn our back on you, Father, but can come back to you. And hear you say again, surely, surely they are my children. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We stand for the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In your mercy, Heavenly Father, hear the prayers of all of us whom you have called your children. Grant to us everything needful and beneficial through Jesus Christ our Lord. For each child of God in this congregation, for Emmett, who will be baptized today, and for Katie, Dan, and Karen, who celebrate their baptismal anniversaries, that our Father grant us His Holy Spirit to lead us to true repentance and devout faith, that He prevent us from going astray, that He open our ears to be attentive to His Word, and grant to our hearts the desire to live as His children under His law and His promises. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, the people of promise, the children of God to whom He has revealed His Son as Savior and Redeemer, that we enjoy the gift of good and faithful congregations and pastors, that the Lord use His word to bring unbelievers to faith and the straying to repentance, that He bless and guide St. Mark, St. John, our Redeemer, and Christ our Savior congregations and our work in Steelville, Campsville, Carrollton, and the Freeburg area. Let us pray to the Lord. For this nation and our leaders, that the Lord grant to them wisdom and impartiality in their pursuit of justice, that He teach our country to revere and defend His gift of marriage, and that He bring peace to our world and relief to those who suffer oppression. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the protection of life from its natural beginning to its natural end, for the care of the unborn, for mothers with child, for the safekeeping of both the mother and child during childbirth, and for God's comfort and His peace, for those who, like the mothers in Bethlehem, mourn because they have suffered miscarriage or the death of a child. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the renewal of our fellowship as the family of Christ in this congregation, for the whole church, for our families, for husbands and wives, for those who desire to be married, for the single who desire marriage and the single who are content, for the lowly who yearn to know the comfort and friendship of a family, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and those who suffer, that our Lord would grant to them healing in the way that is best, and that He would strengthen all caregivers, that He grant successful surgery to Aaron this week, and that He come to the aid of Bob, Dorothea, Barbara, Roger, Beth, Matt, Tara, Barb, Charles, Norma, Kathy, Sherry, Jeanette, Charlie, Devin, Herb, Parker, Reagan, the Martinez family, Joshua, Holly, Hope, Mark, Dave, Clem, and Nina. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those grieving the loss of those they love, including the families of Jerry and Oris, and with our praise for Kent and Ethel and Helen, who lived and died with faith in our Lord Jesus and now dwell with Him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our marriages and family, especially for Barb and Vic, who celebrate their wedding anniversary, for Sean and Katie, who rejoice in the birth and the baptism of Emmett, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our communion this day in the body and blood of Christ, that we receive this sacrament with faith and be strengthened by it, that our Lord bring unity of faith and doctrine to so that all divisions among Christians will cease and we can commune together, let us pray to the Lord. For grateful hearts that we receive our Lord's gifts with joy and use them wisely and generously for His glory. That for the Holy Spirit's work to make our worship and our lives pleasing to our Heavenly Father, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for we are the people of Your promise and the children You have redeemed by Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy,
holy, holy Lord God,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Thank you. mothers been born an infant small, and in a manger poor and lone lies in a humble stall, lies in a humble stall. Within an earth-born form he hides his all-creating light. Serve us all, he humbly cloaks the splendor. Shepherds saw the wondrous sight, heard the angels singing, all the plains were
lit that night. child became in Bethlehem has come to you again. His body, his blood, and his forgiveness. Partake so that you might also remain a child of God. Go in peace.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.